24 minutes after 5. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. What a beautiful dhikr. What a beautiful dhikr by my beloved engineer Haji Abu Yusuf. Today is the 12th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, who's back with us. Mashallah, he's looking absolutely good. We welcome him into the Q&A this early Monday morning, Ustad. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَأَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 12th of Dhul-Qa'dah 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 21 regarding the prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu wa salam, peace be upon them, Surah Anbiya, the beginning of the 17th Supara, 17th Juz, 17th part of the Noble Quran. Our focus is verses 8 and 9. Previously, we told you that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala selected the prophets and messengers. They were not elected by people, and they always will be the greatest of personalities. They are ma'asum, protected from all types of sins and vices. Yes, mistakes they made, and sins Almighty Allah protected them from that. Sins me and you, ordinary mortals and human beings, we commit. Thereafter, we should remember the example I gave you. One is the stone that you have on your street in front of your house or shop. One is the stone you will find in the diamond shop. One is the stone, the Hajr Aswad, the black stone there by the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is informing us regarding this group, these noble personalities, the prophets and the messengers, peace be upon them, alayhimu salatu wa salam. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا. And we, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, the word we. Almighty Allah is one and alone, but to stamp his authority, majesty, sovereignty, and a symbol of respect and reverence. And we have not made them, the prophets and messengers, جَسَدًا, a body, لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ, that they will not eat food. They will be eating, they will be drinking, they will be sleeping. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. And they are not eternal. They also will experience the death. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُوا وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You, Ya Rasul Allah, Mustafa, Habibana, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will take place and they also will die. So we ordinary mortals, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every living being shall taste death. So there's none that will say we can live forever. That is only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who al Hayyul Qayyum, He's ever loving, He's self-subsisting. Me and you and the entire universe and creation, one day we will perish. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah made them creation, but they are the best of Almighty Allah's creation because they receive wahi and revelation protection from Almighty Allah. They are protected from vices and sins, and Almighty Allah made them noble examples. Then the last and final messenger came, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the global international messenger for all times, all places, all circumstances. Chapter 21, the same surah and chapter, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Many a time there was so much opposition and the messenger was left alone, but Almighty Allah, for all his messengers in this world, in the year after, definitely, thumma, subsequently, sadaqnahumul wa'ada, we fulfilled for them the promise that there is victory for them, success for them, and those who oppose them and oppose the message and the messenger, fa'anjaynahum, hence we rescued them, we saved them, وَمَنْ نَشَاءَ, and whoever else who followed them, imitated them, وَأَهَلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ, and those who went beyond the limits and the boundaries, the transgressors, we decimated and annihilated them. Particularly for the Master Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in chapter 108, verse number 3, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ, the people who hate you, hate your message and mission, Allah forbid, aliyadu billah, who will abatar, he will be crushed, decimated, and annihilated. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. Let us give you some items of the world news, what is happening. Almighty Allah Jalla wala commands us in the noble Quran, chapter 66, Surah Tahrim, verse number 6. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, this phrase is used 89 different places in the noble Quran. O you who believe, O you who attain faith, save yourself and your children, grandchildren, and progeny from the fire. Disney, you see, Disney is a worldwide industry, and the target audience most of the time is children and so forth. So now they have a new policy. They say that in future their policy will be, they want queer characters, they want weird characters. So what do they really mean by this? So 50% of their movies and whatever else, cartoons or whatever you, must be the gay and the lesbian brigade, the LGBT. So they're going to promote that. Now our children, our students, our masoom, innocent children, impressionable age, remember at the age of 4, 5, 6, 7, we all know it's haram, but remember we have to face the reality. Majority Muslims do have the TV, and not one, two, they will have several TVs in one house and one home. So they will send you all the subtle messages, subliminal messages. And what is this message? That, oh, you son, oh, you daughter, when you grow up and you see two men hugging, kissing one another, you see two women doing all these type of things, it must be acceptable. Remember, you can have Adam and Eve, you can have Adam and Steve, you can have Adam and Eve. In Islam, this is punishable by death. Never ever did Islam or will Islam allow homosexuality, gay business, lesbianism, nothing of that sort. Absolutely haram. But today the satanic forces, in the name of entertainment, in the name of movies, in the name of freedom of expression, want to destroy the very family structure. And that is what makes the news nowadays. So me and you as Muslims, think what we are doing. We want bigger, bigger TVs and bigger, bigger shaitans in our homes. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. Outside, we put security, we put alarm, we put this gadget, that gadget. But inside, we brought the biggest crew. So that is what exactly we are doing. Think properly, Muslims, how we're destroying ourselves, imploding. Then go to apartheid India. India, their politicians, BJP, the terrorist and the ethnic cleansing group and people in power. We know they made derogatory statements, two of them, against the noble personality Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what happens? The Muslims are very, very hurt and very, very upset, and rightly so. So now they organize marches and so forth there in India. So what does the apartheid regime, the ethnic cleansing regime of BJP and Modi do? So remember, they killed our teenagers who became martyrs. Allah Jalla Wala grant, accept their martyrdom and shahadat. Allah grant their families the Sabr Jameel. The mother said, Islam Zindabad. I gave my son for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the iman, that we must be prepared to give our life for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the students and companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the household and family of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what does this apartheid regime of India do? They learn from their rogue teachers, from the Nazi tactics of Israel. So now one person arranges the march, they go to his house and they go and bulldoze the entire house. This is democracy, Indian style, Hindu style, ethnic cleansing style. You are a terrorist regime, BJP. You are guilty of ethnic cleansing. Your reputation is in tatters. And you Muslims in the Arab countries, you are duty bound to kick out and expel all the Jews, all the Christians, all the Hindus from there. That is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akhrijul Yahud wan Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and Christians. If you understand Deen of Islam bi tariqatil awla dalalatun nas, we say this is technical jargon, then the idol worshippers must also be expelled, and more so when they voted for the BJP, whose idea and ideology is based on Hitler and Nazism and so forth. When you read what RSS stands for, so we need to be clear, they are our worst enemies. Quran Kareem states, Surah 5, Chapter 5, Verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushriks, idol worshippers, Hindus. We never ever say all. We will say majority of them, and you have to just look at apartheid terrorist Israel and apartheid India, and you will see they both claim democracy. Democracy for who? Democracy for the Hindus only? The Muslims, anybody, the mob catches him, a Muslim, Abdullah Abdul Rahman, they will say that he is now slaughtering cow, eating beef, what have you, and the mob will lynch him. Nobody will do anything. The president, the army, everybody is with them. So the police, and there will be no justice for the Muslim. They treated as third class, fourth class citizens currently in the largest democracy in the world, so-called democracy. You go same thing to Palestine, you will find the same thing. Occupied Palestine, remember that they will say democracy in the Middle East. For who? For the Jutlas only. So therefore, remember, we need to call them out, name them, shame them, because both of them are guilty of genocide. Both of them are war criminals. Modi, what he did in Gujarat, he's a war criminal. Make no mistake of that. And every apartheid Israeli leader is guilty of war crimes. And then the last item we come to is PE. You see, our country is right on the brink of, remember, being a failed state. You go to Port Elizabeth, and if you have family there, friends there, contact them. Most places, so many places, they don't have water. Now the water tankers are going around giving them water. Make dua for ourselves. Make dua, cry. Dua means to petition, beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for ourselves, for our families, and the entire human race. Ya Allah, send your mercy and rain to the people of Somalia. 40 years, the worst drought and famine. Then our Port Elizabeth, other areas as well. Allahumma انشر رحمتك علينا وعليهم يا رب العالمين. Ya Allah, send your special mercy upon them, upon all of us, and envelope us in your mercy. Ameen ya رب العالمين.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. I see brother Walter, Ustad, he says AK What's happening? Pala Pala scandal. Ustad, Walter.
Remember, the scandal did not start today, my brother Walter. That's the mistake we South Africans make. Walter, you're 40, 45 years old. You were born in South Africa. I'm more than 65 years old, my brother. So we were born here. Our families are here for more than 100 years. Mm. So when I was born, then we had the apartheid white minority regime. And what they did, remember, is against humanity, a crime against humanity. So that was the gravy train. Then when 94 came, freedom, 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 viva freedom. And then you see, so you got the gay policy, you got the lesbian policy, you got Eskom falling apart. And when I flew on Thursday from Johannesburg to Durban, so I went to SAA. So I said that, you know, I want my Voyager miles, because you all went to the mortuary and I don't know what happened to my Voyager miles, you know. So all these things happens here in South Africa. So we have become a laughing stock. And remember that they should be really considering to change their name, African National Congress, to African National Corruption and Criminals, because majority of them are caught red-handed this way, that way. So that is the truth of the matter. And see any newspaper you open. So yesterday, Sunday, if you just see Sunday Times, I went to buy bread, and you just see the headlines, first page, and so forth. So the whole paper is full of that. But it's just changed. One thing has changed. Corruption was there, but the gravy train became the gravy plane. Ask Tutu. He told us that.
Ustad, somebody wants to know, many Muslim beggars, they come to my gate daily. Can I give out bread to them using zakat money, Ustad?
Remember, I would not advise you that, because majority of them, they're not Muslim. They just know, salam alaikum, salam alaikum. They got their own tajweed style and all these things. Some of them will just wear a topi. Some of them will wear the ladies a burqa. But they're not Muslim, many of them. Remember that they just behave and act as Muslims because they know that the Muslims are the most generous people in South Africa and in the world as well. So therefore, zakat, we must give poor Muslims, and we must be sure that they are Muslims. Not people acting and behaving and who are professional beggars and so forth. It happens every day by us as well. So if you want to give, just give sadaqah, voluntary charity, give out lillah and so forth. That's your choice and prerogative. I would not advise you to give zakat, because many a time the zakat will not be discharged, because these people are not even Muslim in some cases or many cases. And Almighty Allah Jalla Allah has informed us in Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 60, that there are 8 different categories of people whom are entitled to receive zakat, and the recipient must be a Muslim. So don't do that. You want to assist them, make intention of sadaqah, voluntary charity. Allah will reward you, but give them some advice. Say, Hamba, and go and look for a job. Don't be a beggar all your time. Islam teaches us what they took from Islam. The non-Muslims took this from Islam. Don't give him or her a fish. Teach them how to fish. Against Islam is definitely against professional begging. And in Islam, it is no place for that.
Jonah says that sometimes I agree or disagree with you, but I think we Jews are really heartless. I do agree with you, but certain times I feel ashamed to be a Jew. Thank you for hosting this show, AK. And he says, what's the meaning of AK, sir? Jonah, Ustad.
Jonah, now we are on the same page. You see, Jonah, you are Jew, and I, a Jew or Jutla, whatever you like, right? I am Muslim, AK Abdul Qadir. So you see, that's my name, not AK-47. We promote AK-255. So Jonah, you must go to the noble Quran, chapter 2, surah 2, verse 255. So that verse is A'azamu ayatin fil Quran il Kareem. The most majestic verse of the noble Quran is known as Ayatul Kursi. Aya A and Kursi K. So AK 255. So that is chapter 2 and AK 255, verse 255. So my name, Abdul Qadir, AK. Not AK 47. We don't have all these AK 47 things. Anyway, Brother Jonah, it's good sign that at least you are not being like the herd mentality. That whatever the Jutla say, the hasbara and propaganda you make, so you need to become a critical thinker. You should follow me. Come on my distinct group. Today, I will send out a book, about 300 pages or something like that. I supposed to send it out last night, but I was so tired because I cleared up all my emails and all my WhatsApps and so forth. So, but today, inshallah, before 12 o'clock, I will send it out, inshallah. Yo, Ilan Pape wrote the book about Israel. If I speak, Muslims speak, we can be biased and prejudiced, but this is your guy. Ilan Pape writes about Israel, 300 pages plus minus. I'll send it out on all the podcasts and broadcast groups. You should be reading it, my brother Jonah. And remember, you want to send me WhatsApp. You can be anonymous also. You want to say your name also. Half the people I don't even know who are joining our groups, 071-888-1184. Those of you overseas, plus 27-71-888-1184 is WhatsApp. Don't make long, long stories. I don't got no time for long stories. Just write there that you want the book and just say Jewish book or something and we will send it to you. And then with an open mind, sit for 1 hour, 2 hours and read the whole book properly. Then you will understand what Israel stands for, a Zionist regime, a terrorist regime, a Nazi regime, an apartheid regime, and that is what they are. And remember, today they are considered to be one of the most disgraced people on this earth.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. If anybody wants that, just send the word Jewish book, then inshallah Mufti Sahib will send it to the listeners, inshallah. I see we've got a new listener, Brother Marvin Ustad. He says, sir, you heard of the music singer mocking the Muslim sister's scarf and now he had a stroke and all his shows are cancelled. They say this is God's punishment. Can God be so cruel, sir? Marvin Ustad.
Bieber, sorry man, I supposed to mention it, but so many things. They say Justin, he had no justice. You see, my brother, you must understand, Almighty Allah gives us respite. Almighty Allah gives us opportunities to repent. But when you start mocking Islam, you start mocking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you start mocking the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so then you must read these verses. I'm reading for you chapter 9, Surah 9, verses 64, 65, 66. You got it, my brother? Marvin, write down, my brother, Marvin, make mental notes or write it down. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, the repentance, verses 64, 65, 66. I read for you. قُلْ إِسْتَهَزِئُوا. You continue your mocking and scoffing Bieber and BJP and whoever else, China and whoever else wants to do it. You see, America now, they're supposed to be a superpower, but their inflation is gone. Rocketing. 40 years, the worst inflation in America. So you want to mock Islam, you want to help the people who want to damage and harm Muslims. So see, continue mocking. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْرِجٌ مَا تَحْذَرُونَ. Allah will expose what you are fearing. Whether it's BJP, whether it's America, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's Bollywood, whether it's Robin Hood. So that is chapter 9, verse 64. 65, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ. When you ask them, لَيَقُولُنَّ. They respond and say, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْأَبُ. No, man, this is just joking and entertainment. We are just practicing satire. We are just joking and we must have some fun and games. So now he Bieber, but his beer, what he did, he wore the woman's clothing attire and that, mocking our Muslim woman, just like Bojo said, when our Muslim women wear the niqab, they look like letterboxes. So now, Bojo, you're also going to get a kick from your own party. You also will be history, just like Tony Blair and all of them. Your name is disgraced already, just like this champion Moody and all these other characters. So, no, we were just playing and entertaining. Qul, say ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, abillah, with Almighty Allah, wa ayatihi, with his verses, Surah 33 verse 59, Allah speaks how a woman must dress, wa rasulihi, and his messenger Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kuntum tastahzi'un, you mock Allah, you mock the messenger, you mock the verses, and then you say that can Allah be cruel? You continue doing this, you mock and scoff and ridicule, la ta'tadhiru. Don't cite excuses now. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, that you have become non-Muslim after you had Iman. Some so-called Muslims, they say, no, we're just joking and it is satire and so forth. إِنَّ أَفُوا أَنْ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْكُمْ, so if we forgave a group because they brought through Iman, نُعَذِّبْ طَائِفَةً بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ, other groups, we will punish them because they are the criminals. What you think it is? When he was doing all this Bieber, Berber, you don't understand, making all his nonsense. So he said, I'm having fun and games. And then you get Saudi Arabia. You get the Arab countries inviting them. These shaitans, haramis, coming there to the Holy Land. What greater insult there is. So therefore, my brother, it's not only Bieber and Berber and whatever his name is. You must remember that. For us, they're all shaitans. Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. They all belong to the satanic party. But Allah makes few of them a sample example. So human beings need to wake up. Don't play with Almighty Allah. Don't mock Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't come and think you will get away with impunity. Allah ki lati be awaze. When the stick of Almighty Allah hits, remember there's no sound. So this is a lesson for Bieber and all the other clowns as well. That is our message to humanity, direct from the noble Quran, chapter 9, verse 64, 65, 66. You, Marvin, when you meet Bieber, Berber, and his agent and manager, ask him, you will do this again. You will see what his response. He'll pull his ears and he'll say, because he knows now what can happen and what will happen.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see, Ustad, there's a listener that says, please come more often to Durban, because when Mufti Sahib is here, we Durban people are blessed and there won't be any floods or rain. Please come back to Durban, Mufti Sahib, Ustaz.
Astaghfirullah. Always ask Almighty Allah, but I must be honest. People ask me, how was the weather there Thursday, Friday, Saturday? I said, the weather was superb. Excellent weather. First time they got the aircons on. And I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here. And now I'm going for Salat just now in 7 minutes time and so forth. So remember that we got big, big jars and overcoat and all these things here. So that is the system of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is showing you and me at one time I can send the winter and the summer and it will coexist with harmony. You go Durban, excellent during winter. You come here by us, it's brr, not brr, brr, it's brr. So remember this thing. But we say as Muslims, La tasubbuddha, you must never ever speak against the weather, the climatic conditions. Hadith in Abu Dawood, why? Wa ana I created it. So we are not, we are of sinners, we are transgressors. It's only the mercy of Almighty Allah. And when you look at the water, you look at the beach, you just wonder, Ya Allah, what can we ordinary mortals say? We only say, Fatabarakallahu Ahsanul Khaliqeen. We say, Ya Allah, you were, you are, you always will be the best of creators, and none can create even a single fly, as mentioned and enshrined in the Quran. To you, Marvin, to you, Jonah, and to the rest of you, look at your ocean. And then see the bubble on top, the foam on top, and the water at the bottom. You make your choice. You want to be the water or you want to be the foam and the bubble. So that is the choice you have to make. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and the foam, that is a sign of falsehood. They will last for a little while and then they'll be dumped and thrown to the scraps of history. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And remember that when you are an asset to humanity, water is an asset to humanity. Islam is pure, water is pure. فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Your name will shine forever. So that is the message of Islam, chapter 13, Surah Ra'ad, verse 17. So that's the lesson we all need to take.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustaz, I see there's about 30 messages on the Jewish book. I think maybe Ustaz should give your cell number.
My 07. I'll send it out to Mona Arafat also. Then Mona will send it out to his contacts. And my number, you just send me, put Jewish book, Ilan Pape. And that is, remember, my WhatsApp number. Don't phone me and all that, please. That I'm too busy. And don't make long stories. Just put Jutla book, Jewish book, and we'll send it to you. And inshallah, during the course of the day. And the number is 071-888-1184. And read it with concentration. Then you will understand who the real super terrorists and terrorists are of the world.
I've got Brother Krish here. He says, good morning to you, sir. I went to visit India and I saw some graves of some prophets. My question to you is that, why are these graves not enclosed like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? Krish, Ustad.
First and foremost, my brother Krish, I saw that video that you are speaking about. So we must understand what Islam teaches us. We say only Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know exactly where the master, peace be upon him, demise took place, where the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. All prophets and messengers are alive in their graves. Their bodies, their Mubarak, blessed, holy bodies never ever get decomposed, disintegrate like ours. To say that there are prophets' graves in India, in Jordan, in Palestine, and here and there, remember, it is speculation most of the time. We can say 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, but we can never say 100%. Remember that. That is our belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslim. Only the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we say 100%. So regarding India, a lot of things happen in India, you know. So remember that they will tell you that these are the graves of Sahaba, companions of Nabi alayhi salam. These are the graves of the prophets and messengers. Can we prove it conclusively, my brother Krish? No, we can't do so. So remember, so the laws that we must remember that are applicable to prophets and messengers will not be applicable where we are not sure of these type of things here. So therefore, we will not say that 100% those are the Kubur Mubarak and the grave Mubarak of prophets and messengers. We will say the possibility is there, but similarly, the possibility is it is not the graves of prophets and messengers. You see, I give you one example, Krish, because I know you haven't visited these type of places. If you go to Oman, Muscat and Salala, if you go, you must remember to, for example, Jordan, you see, if you go these areas, so you will see the grave is so long, 30 meters, 40 meters. So you start wondering, were the people, the prophets so tall and so forth? So then what? Every ruler came, he said, let me make my contribution. So he started making the grave of the prophets longer. So that's what, so politics plays. And then to promote tourism, so they will say, we got this prophet and this prophet. So they're not being really honest. They're more interested not in the prophets. They're more interested in the prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, how to make money and fool people. That is the truth of the matter. So may Almighty Allah guide us all. And inshallah, let me give you the rundown for today. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, I will be the guest with Mawlana Zahid. We will discuss our travels to various countries. 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran, the commentary of the Noble Quran. And 2 to 2:30 will be report back trip to Durban. 8 to 10, inshallah, Al-Aziz will be the Q&A live with Mawlana Arafat. Now, inshallah, 6 o'clock will be the news, and that will be with Brother Uwais. And thereafter, inshallah, the Fajr Adhan. And thereafter, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.